This program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from The Washington Post, New York Times, Newsweek.com, Dogster.com, and Catster.com. On today's program, we'll start with an article from The Washington Post by Cheyenne Mumphrey. Don't forget pets when preparing for winter's cold. Here's what experts recommend. Cold, wintry weather brings risks for pets as well as people. As wintry weather settles in, it brings risks for pets as well as people. Pet owners can take steps to keep their animals warm and safe, including learning about the dangers of extreme temperatures, buying weather-resistant accessories, and stocking up on extra supplies in case of power outages or storms. The best time to prepare for weather is before you have that weather, says Dr. Michael Bailey, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. The same thing you would do for children in your house, do for your pet. That means understanding the signs of hypothermia and frostbite, avoiding antifreeze and de-icing chemicals, and taking steps to mitigate the effects of snow, rain, wind, and ice. Here are some tips. Caution needed in the cold. It's not just the Midwest and Northeast that should prepare for freezing weather. Many cities around the U.S. can get cold enough in the early mornings to pose a threat to pets who are smaller, older, or have health concerns. When you think of dogs, you think, well, they already have a fur coat, so they should be fine in the cold, but that isn't necessarily true, said Amy Hrin with the American Humane Society. It depends on the breed, size, and age of the pet, and also temperature and wind chill. Dogs are at risk of frostbite once the temperature falls below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, experts say, especially if they are damp or wet, which could leave paws, ears, and tails more vulnerable. That is not usually life-threatening, but hypothermia, which often follows, can be deadly if untreated. Mild hypothermia can begin when dogs' body temperature drops below 98 degrees Fahrenheit, 37 degrees Celsius, according to the American Animal Hospital Association. Signs can include delayed reflexes or increased heart rate, or breathing followed by a slow heart rate or shallow breath. Experts suggest immediate veterinarian care, which includes gradual rewarming efforts. Another concern is de-icing salts and chemicals, which can burn, dry out, or irritate paw pads. They can also cause indigestion if the animal licks its paws. There are pet-friendly options for sidewalk salts, but don't assume your neighbors or city officials are using those. The American Humane Society says booties, cleaning paws after walks, and applying paw balms can mitigate these risks. Antifreeze is another toxin pets could encounter outside or even in the garage. The smallest amount can cause kidney failure and be fatal, experts warn. Signs include drooling, vomiting, seizures, and lethargy. The ethylene glycol in it is very dangerous, said Dr. Paige Anderson, vice president of the American Animal Hospital Association Board of Directors. One thing I don't think owners realize is that some of those are actually kind of sweet to the taste to dogs. It's almost enticing to eat. Exploring can be snow much fun. Cold shouldn't limit dogs to indoor activities. Indoors only activities, however. Many breeds, especially the more active and high energy ones, enjoy winter sports and activities. Skijoring, for example, combines cross-country skiing with dog mushing. One or two dogs pull the person on skis through the snow. Canicross also puts dogs in the lead, but requires their owners to enjoy running, often at the pace of their pets. For a more relaxed outdoor activity, you can snowshoe with your dog or maintain regular walks or park visits. These activities can be safely enjoyed by any dog, experts say. Still, watch for at or below freezing temperatures. Keeping pets' coats properly maintained can help. By shaving, trimming, or having matted coats can hinder animals' ability to handle cold temperatures, Bailey said. If it's too cold out, 38-year-old Allie Judkins of Hyde Park, Vermont, tries to entertain her 9 dogs and 4 cats indoors with puzzles, snuffle mats, scent work, indoor racetracks, and more. Judkins also runs a boarding and daycare facility, a dog rescue, and is an animal control officer for the town. We have quite a few days in Vermont where between January and March it's below zero and the wind chill can make it feel like 40 below. So there's not much outside time, she said. One of her dog's favorite toys is a toy stuffed Frozen with yogurt, peanut butter, blueberries, or dog food. It keeps them busy for at least an hour, she said. Experts recommend scavenger hunts, hide and seek, learning new tricks, obedience training, and other cognitive games to occupy pets left indoors. Positively cute in pet clothes. Like people, very young and very old dogs struggle to regulate their body temperatures, as do dogs with shorter coats or chronic health conditions like arthritis, Herin said. That's where accessories come in. Dog shoes can prevent slipping, frostbite, puncture wounds from sharp ice or foreign objects, and fungal infections between toe pads. Paw wax and socks can also keep paw pads from becoming dry, irritated, or cracked. Dog sweaters that are soft and don't restrict movement can provide warmth, keep fur drier, reduce shedding, and cover healing or irritated skin. Dog jackets provide a little more protection from the elements because they are thicker and made from water-resistant or waterproof materials. Look for features such as reflective trim and built-in holes for leash attachment. Does your dog need a sweater or jacket? It depends. Experts say toy and hairless breeds and short dogs whose bellies touch the ground could all benefit from clothes. Besides sweaters, coats, and booties, protective gear can mean rain caps to prevent ear infections in floppy-eared dogs, if your pet will wear them. It can take time for dogs to be comfortable in clothes and other accessories. Dog trainers suggest introducing clothes gradually and maintaining a positive experience. Safety isn't just for dogs. Some of these safety tips apply to other animals as well, such as cats, birds, and livestock. For reptiles, it's critical to have a heat source so they have a backup option in case the power goes out or the heater breaks down, Bailey said. Pet birds can be sensitive to fumes from fireplaces and generators, so give them adequate ventilation, he said. Make sure all pets are microchipped, since snow and ice can cover up familiar sights and smells that help them find their way home. And keep all pets secure to avoid dangers like thinly iced bodies of water or covered holes or cliffs. Standing in water for a prolonged period of time can also lead to dryness and cracking in animals with hooves, so keeping animals in dry conditions is important, Bailey said. By elevating the ground where they stand by adding some mulch can help keep their feet dry. The American Humane Society's farm experts suggest increasing feeding volume or frequency in cold weather, since livestock tend to burn more calories then, and using heating devices to keep water thawed. All pet owners should keep an emergency kit with food, water, and medication for their animals, Bailey said. Next, we'll move on to an article from the New York Times by Emily Anthus, titled, Could Weight Loss Drugs Turn Fat Cats into Svelte Ozempets? In just a few short years, new diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro have taken the world by storm. In the United States, 1 in 8 adults say they've tried one of these medications, which are known as GLP-1 drugs, and that number seems to sure rise as prices fall and new oral formulations hit the market. Fluffy and Fido could be next. In early December, Ocava Pharmaceuticals, a biopharmaceutical company based in San Francisco, is set to announce that it has officially begun a pilot study of a GLP-1 drug for cats with obesity. The company is testing a novel approach. Instead of receiving weekly injections of the drugs, as it had been common in human patients, the cats will get small injectable implants, slightly larger than a microchip, that will slowly release the drug for as long as 6 months. You insert that capsule under the skin, and then you come back 6 months later and the cat has lost weight, says Dr. Chen Gilor, a veterinarian at the University of Florida, who is leading the study. It's like magic. Results are expected next summer. If they are promising, they could represent the next frontier for a class of drugs that has upended human medicine and potentially a transformative treatment option for millions of pets. Some veterinarians have already begun administering human GLP-1 drugs off-label to diabetic cats, and Ocava is not the only company developing a product specifically for companion animals. I think this is going to be the next big thing, says Dr. Ernie Ward, a veterinarian and founder of the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention. Veterinarians, he added, are on the precipice of a complete new era in obesity medicine. Dr. Ward has provided informal unpaid advice to Ocava and several other companies interested in developing GLP-1 drugs for pets, but does not have financial ties to any of them, he said. Still, the success of GLP-1 drugs in veterinary medicine is hardly preordained. Large clinical trials are still needed, experts said, and it's unclear whether the drugs will be affordable or even appealing to pet owners. For so many people, the main way that they interact and show their love to their pet often revolves around food, says Dr. Marianne Murphy, a veterinary nutritionist at the University of Tennessee. Will pet owners pay for a drug that makes their animals eat less? Blockbuster drugs. Recent estimates suggest that roughly 60% of the nation's cats and dogs have obesity. Hundreds of thousands of cats and dogs have diabetes, Dr. Giller said. Better treatments are desperately needed, experts said. Diabetic pets typically need insulin injections twice a day, every day. It's a costly, labor-intensive treatment plan, and many pets are euthanized within a year of the diagnosis, Dr. Giller said. Diabetes is technically completely treatable, he said, and we are doing such a lousy job treating it. As for obesity, which can substantially increase the risk of diabetes, especially in cats, simply emphasizing diet and exercise has not worked much better for pets than it has for people. We haven't moved the needle, Dr. Ward said. GLP-1 drugs are designed to mimic a hormone called glucagon-like peptide 1, which stimulates insulin production, slows digestion, and promotes a feeling of fullness. Some small studies suggest that the drugs might have similar benefits for pets and people. Scientists have found, for instance, that some human GLP-1 drugs can also reduce appetite, improve glucose control, and lead to weight loss in cats and dogs. They can also cause familiar side effects such as vomiting. I do really see clear benefits, says Thomas Lutz, a veterinarian physiologist at the University of Zurich who has studied GLP-1 drugs. I think what's really missing are larger scale clinical studies. Still, the findings have been promising enough to have some veterinarians to begin using human GLP-1 drugs off-label. Dr. Andrew Bugby, a veterinary endocrinologist at Texas A&M, said he uses the drugs a handful of times in a year in diabetic cats. But because there are no veterinary-specific formulations, pet owners pay the same price that human patients do, which is often hundreds of dollars a month, and existing drugs don't seem to work well enough to entirely replace insulin in diabetic cats, especially in those whose disease has advanced, Dr. Bugby said. Focusing on treating pre-diabetic pets with obesity may prove to be a more effective approach, he said, especially if companies can develop pet-specific products that are cheaper and easier for owners to administer. Meow-1. Okava is trying to create just that. It is our belief that the condition of obesity, the condition of being overweight, is by far the number one most significant preventative health challenge in all of veterinary medicine, says Michael Klotzman, the founder and chief executive of the company. Aware that a weekly injection would be tough sell for many pet owners, Okava partnered with Vivani Medical, a biopharmaceutical company that has developed small under-the-skin implants that could be filled with a months-long supply of a GLP-1 drug. Okava's product, which contains a drug called exenatide, seemed to lead to weight loss in healthy cats in a small proof-of-concept study. Now the company is testing the implants in cats with obesity in a larger placebo-controlled study. The study is called Meow-1 for Management of Overweight Cats. Okava hopes to enroll at least 50 cats, two-thirds of whom will receive the drug. The researchers will initially follow the cats for 3 months. Owners will then be able to opt in for a 3-month extension. If the results are promising, Dr. Klotzman said, Okava plans to launch a larger clinical trial next summer and apply for approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration within the next 18 to 24 months. Okava's initial application to the FDA will focus on feline obesity, but the company also plans to study the drug's effectiveness in dogs and for a variety of other conditions, including diabetes and chronic kidney disease. Studies in humans, many still in the early stages, suggest that the drugs could have a wide range of health benefits. Dr. Klotzman said he hoped that the company might even be able to position the product as a longevity drug. Dr. Ward said that he was bullish on the promise of GLP-1 drugs for pets, but that studies like Okava's were badly needed. Until we really see them in practice with a broader population, then we really can't draw conclusions, he said. And that's why it's exciting for these companies are now moving forward rapidly. The biotechnology company ProLynx has also developed a long-acting GLP-1 drug that showed potential in diabetic cats. ProLynx, which is primarily focused on human health, is now looking for an animal health company to help further develop the drug. We think that this molecule is ready for prime time, said Daniel Santi, the co-founder and president of ProLynx. Consumer appetite. To succeed in the veterinary market, developers will also need to address some of the practical challenges that have been associated with GLP-1 drugs. So Dr. Bethany Cummings, who studied GLP-1 at the University of California, Davis. One of the biggest ones she noted was how to make it actually financially feasible. Ocava is aiming to keep the price of its product at or below $100 a month, Dr. Klotzman said, pointing out that some people pay more than that for high-end dog food. We do think the market is there, he said. Moreover, diabetes itself is expensive to treat, Dr. Gillor said. If GLP-1 drugs can prevent the condition or send some diabetic pets into remission, they could save pet owners money. Still, a drug that would cost $100 a month will be out of reach for many pet owners, and even those who could afford it, it may not necessarily rush to get their hands on it. Some experts cited the case of Slentrol, an older weight loss drug for dogs made by Pfizer's Animal Health Division, which later became a standalone company called Zoetis. Slentrol, which was approved by the FDA in 2007, was not a GLP-1 drug, but it did effectively reduce dogs' appetites. Pet owners didn't always like that. They saw that as a negative side effect, said Dr. Murphy, the veterinary nutritionist, because the main way they interacted with their pet was by feeding them and seeing their excitement and happiness when they were eating the food. Within a few years, the drug had been discontinued. Zoetis confirmed that the company had not seen a sustained demand for Slentrol, although it provided a different explanation. We found that pet owners often did not perceive obesity in their pets as a medical condition requiring treatment, says Dr. Kevin Esch, the senior vice president of Global Therapeutics, said in an emailed statement. But Zoetis is exploring GLP-1 as one of several potential targets for new treatments for pet diabetes and other internal medical conditions, including cardiac care, Dr. Esch said. Dr. Murphy said she thought GLP-1 drugs did have a real potential in veterinary medicine, but as a supplement to rather than a replacement for traditional weight management plans. I think it would not be a simple, quick, easy fix where you just give the medication and you don't have to worry about anything else, she said. Next, we'll move on to an article from Newsweek by Lucy Notarino. Notarantonio, titled Vet Reveals Top 5 Dog Breeds That Act the Most Like Humans. Scroll social media for 5 minutes and you'll find 1,000 versions of the same claim. Dogs who quote-unquote talk back, sit like humans, shadow their owners from room to room, and seem more interested in charming strangers than mingling with other pups. Owners don't just love these quirks, they embrace them, often treating their dog less like a pet and more like a furry family member or friend. Newsweek spoke to veterinarian Dr. Nathaniel Rakestraw about the top breeds that act less like their wolf descendants and more like a furry roommate, emotionally tuned in, socially selective, and fully convinced that your schedule is also their schedule. Studies back up what owners see anecdotally. Dogs don't just hear us, they read us. Experiments show that they respond differently to human emotions carried in body posture, facial expressions, voice, and even scent. Meaning it's not only the words, but also the movement, the tone, and the chemical hints of stress or calm. The cues can shape what a dog does next. Some often soften around sadness, get vigilant around tension, or turn extra silly around happiness. Researchers think this sensitivity is partially learned, too. A dog's environment and day-to-day life with people can sharpen how well they pick up on our feelings over time. With that in mind, Rakestraw shared 5 dog breeds he sees acting most in sync with people, all of which have been previously ranked among the most intelligent dogs in studies by Stanley Coren, the author of The Intelligence of Dogs. 1. Border Collie. Border Collies are best known for their herding skills and for being widely considered the smartest of them all. Rakestraw, who works at Televets, a 24/7 telemedicine veterinary service, explains that this breed often seems to understand routines better than we expected. They pick up on small cues, adjust their behavior quickly, and like to be involved in any task. Their mix of intelligence and attentiveness can feel human, he said. 2. Poodle. Dubbed the second most intelligent breed by Cohen, Rakestraw told Newsweek, poodles are sharp thinkers, but they're also very tuned into owners' moods. They notice when something feels off and will often stay close without being told. 3. Golden Retrievers. Golden Retrievers have been America's third most favorite breed since 2021, according to the American Kennel Club, AKC. Their charismatic dogs often caught on camera doing funny, human-like things, whether that's being quirky, throwing side-eye, or hamming it up for attention. These dogs read people well, said Dr. Rakestraw. They respond to tone, body language, and emotional shifts with a kind of gentleness that many can compare to human empathy. They also enjoy being included in routine activities and social situations. 4. Labrador Retriever. The Labrador Retriever had a 31-year run as the most popular breed, according to the AKC's annual list. Rakestraw described Labs as having an easygoing, people-oriented nature. They watch their families closely and adapt quickly, whether the household is busy or relaxed. They join in and stay connected to their people. And 5, German Shepherd. German Shepherds sit at the top tier of dogdom for plenty of reasons, but experts say what really sets them apart is their character. The AKC points to their loyalty, bravery, steadiness, and confidence, along with a rare ability to learn complex commands for a wide range of tasks and a natural instinct to protect the people they love. That mix doesn't just make them devoted family guardians, it also makes them ideal working dogs, seen everywhere from law enforcement and the military to search and rescue teams. Rakestraw said many owners describe them as partners because they want to be a part of what their person is doing. They form deep bonds and understand complex commands, but they also pay attention to emotional cues. Next, we'll move on to Dogster.com, and we have an article, Talking Dog Food with Heart, Dogster's Interview with Kevin Hart, by Dr. Karen Kanowski. You're probably pretty familiar with Kevin Hart, the master of comedy, has become a household name with blockbusters like Ride Along, Central Intelligence, and Jumanji to his credit, not to mention his unforgettable role as a fluffy white bunny named Snowball in the Secret Life of Pets franchise. When you hear the name Kevin Hart, you know you're going to be entertained. Something that doesn't immediately come to mind, however, is dog food. But with his recent foray into the pet food industry, that might be about to change. After losing 2 dogs a few years ago, Kevin wanted to make sure he could give his new pups, Rio and Rambo, the best food he could find. Frustrated with the way many pet foods are produced, Kevin decided to create Heartfelt, a brand new premium pet food brand designed to give dogs the same quality of nutrition humans expect for their families. The brand launched on November 4th, 2025, with a line of freeze-dried food, treats, and joint relief chews made from real ingredients and superfoods and expert-backed formulas. Despite a very busy schedule, Kevin managed to find time to answer some of our questions about his pets, his family, and his exciting new role. Question. Obviously, people don't automatically associate the name Kevin Hart with pet food. Have you always been an animal lover? Kevin Hart says, I love animals. It's a part of my home life that I haven't gotten to share yet, but this has always been a passion project for me. We lost 2 dogs a few years back, and after that, I vowed I needed to help dogs everywhere live healthier and better lives. Question. Has this been a bit of a quote-unquote pet project for you? Kevin Hart. Okay, I see you with the pun. You know, working on Heartfelt has been so exciting for me because it's new and different for me. It's been really amazing meeting with all these people who really love and know dogs, who want to make a real difference. And it's happening. We're really making an impact with these formulas. Question. I know you have your gorgeous dogs, Rio and Rambo, and that wanting to find a pet food that you were happy to feed them was part of the journey. How involved have you been in creating the recipes for the Heartfelt range? Oh, Nico, Kevin's wife, and I are leading the charge. Obviously, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a veterinarian. But we take this stuff seriously because, like you said, we're doing it for our dogs. So I reached out, made connections, and brought a bunch of experts onto the team. And I'm taking on roles I never thought I'd fill. I'm learning about stuff like micronutrients. I'm calling up protein vendors to push for better prices. I'm asking things like, is this bite crunchy enough? I think we can make this crunchier. I'm really doing everything because I'm proud of these formulas and of this brand. Question, are there any plans for a feline Heartfelt range? Answer, so right now we're mostly focused on the dog formulas. They're what got us into the pet industry, so we want to make sure we've got a really solid flagship line folks can rely on. Question, I believe you have 4 kids. Are they animal lovers too? Have they been involved in the Heartfelt project? Man, the kids love our dogs like they've got 2 more siblings, and Heartfelt really has been a whole family thing. Now, are my kids meeting with nutritionists and suppliers? No. But they'll think about things differently than I do, and they'll come up with things like, Dad, what if a dog has smelly farts? We have to make it so the food doesn't give your dog smelly farts. And you know what? I can't argue with that. So yeah, in their own ways, the kids have been helping out. Question, where can people buy the Heartfelt products? Right now, just on our website, www.heartfelt.com, and that's HARTFELT.com. That way we can cut out the middleman, keep our prices as low as possible, and make sure our formulas get straight to the folks and dogs who really need them. And finally, have you got any other projects in the works at the moment? Any exclusives you can share with your fans at Dogster? Hi, I always have a ton in the works. I love to work, and when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. We're currently teaching Rio and Rambo new tricks, which include spinning and paw. They're highly incentivized by our single ingredient treats. Final thoughts. So if you're looking for a dog food that keeps it real, with recipes designed to avoid smelly dog farts, you might just find yourself reaching for the one created by Mr. Kevin Hart. And next we'll move on to Catster.com with another article by Dr. Karen Kanowski titled, How a Cat Food Tragedy Led to Cat Crazy's Mission to Protect Others. There's something of a revolution taking place in the pet food industry. For decades, our choice of cat foods has been largely monopolized by a handful of players. Even when we think we're shopping around for different brands, more often than not, we're actually still putting our money in the same bulging pockets. Although the term fat cats might be a bit on the nose, it's somewhat apropos, with corporate giants holding all the cards when it comes to feline nutrition. More recently, however, pet owners have become more discerning about the food they're serving to their four-legged family members, and several smaller independent pet food companies have sprung up to answer the call. For Petra Luna, founder of the popular YouTube channel Cat Crazy Inc., the journey from cat lover and content creator to pet food entrepreneur has been an emotional one. Crazy cat lady and proud. Petra has always been a lover of all things feline, and several years ago, she decided to start sharing the love through videos. Her quirky yet relatable style quickly won over legions of fans and followers as she tackled topics, questions, interviews, and product reviews about all things feline. One subject area that all pet parents are too aware of is that of loss. And it was the tragic and unexpected passing of two of her own young cats that sent Petra on an unexpected path into the world of cat food creation. In the midst of a dog food safety recall, Wazoo and her 18-month-old son, Chopin, became the first reported feline cases affected by the same toxin that caused the deaths of several dogs. Mischievous Chopin was no stranger to the vet hospital, having cost his doting parents $5,000 when he swallowed a toy at just 10 weeks old. Petra and her husband couldn't believe that just 1 year later they would be saying goodbye to him forever. The food that Chopin and his mother had ingested caused irreversible kidney failure, and both cats died within 6 months of each other. Instead of wallowing in the despair of her loss, Petra decided that she would do everything in her power to stop this tragedy from happening again. Lessons from loss. What started out as research into an isolated incident turned into a passion project, as Petra uncovered details about the cat food industry that shocked her. Pet foods that she had previously considered to be premium and top-rated were proving over and over to be packed with fillers and preservatives and poor quality ingredients. Petra decided to take control, and she assembled a dedicated team of devoted cat lovers, including a great food scientist, to develop and launch Cat Crazy, a premium brand that I can finally stand behind, founded in memory of Chopin and Wazoo, so that no other cat parent has to experience the same pain and guilt. In honoring Chopin and Wazoo, Petra has created more than just a cat food brand. She's built a movement towards transparency, quality, and compassion in pet nutrition. We're excited to watch Cat Crazy continue to inspire cat parents to think differently about what's in their cat's bowls. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed listening. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.